A rise in hate-filled comments has caused a local school board to toy with their Twitter settings. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
The Upper Grand District School Board said in a statement they are still using the platform, now known as X, but have begun limiting the ability for users to reply to their posts. In the statement, communications manager of UGDSB Heather Loney wrote, "At this time, the UGDSB is still using X or Twitter to post updates. However, we have begun limiting the ability for users to reply to our tweets. The reason for this is there has been a noticeable increase in hate-filled replies on Twitter over the last several months." The move follows a statement from Waterloo Region District School Board regarding their use of the app, in which they stated, "Over the past few months, we've seen a concerning shift in the application of policies and community safety features on the Twitter X platform. This has led to an increased frequency of posts and comments we know are harmful to members of the WRDSB community." Loney stated the platform just offers an opportunity for people to spread hateful ideologies, and mentioned she had seen inappropriate replies even on posts including pictures of students working on projects. Loney says she also firmly believes the issue is, in part, a problem on X's side of things.
"I'm not an expert on the platform, but there is concern with the recent, you know, reductions to the platform's trust and safety team that this sort of climate just continues to increase on the platform."
Loney went on to say not having a sense of safety online is a concern. She reminds staff social media isn't a necessity with all the other platforms that are in place.
"According to our policy, you know, the website and the board-approved tools should be the primary method of communication. Social media is not something that schools have to do. It's something that if they choose to do, we have a policy that kind of governs how that works. But just encouraging people to go to the school website to get those updates."
Loney added she hopes to continue to update people in a way that works for them, and it's been disheartening to see these comments persisting. She suggested downloading the school's communication app, UG Connect, and making sure your child's contact information is up to date with their school should be a priority. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.